because you can handle the truth.
Network. 27th day of January 2019, and we've had a pretty hysterical week here. You know, everybody's probably had their fill of the Roger Stone arrest and so forth and so on. But I, you know, I'm going to have to put my two cents in sometime tonight about it. You know, you guys know that I monitor the InfoWars operation, because if you don't, you're missing kind of like just big picture where they fit in, what they are, what, you know, a lot of strange, you know, things, because this, the size of the operation, you know, reports from various people about, you know, what they are, what, and so forth. So Alex Jones, Roger Stone, you know, being part of this Trump selection process, whatever you want to call it, big players in the game here. And so, I've been talking with Jeff from Idaho, off the air a little bit. And so I told him to come on with the program. And because here's, before I bring Jeff on, I see two narratives playing here. You've got the Q kind of, you know, the people that really follow the Q narrative heavy, they're over here on one side, and then you've got basically a large swath of the alternative media, the more of the surface alternative media that, let's just say, they don't want to buy into the Q narrative, and so they consider things like the Stone arrest and these other things as a big loss, the reopening of the government and so forth and so on. And so, I mean, there's so much floating around out here. Assassination attempts again on the president. I mean, I'm just going to bring on Jeff, but remember, folks, there's two countervailing narratives that we're watching basically the QAnon kind of reset, you know, get ready for the Gitmo, judges are impaneled, the roundups are about here, and then we've got Pelosi, you know, this mafia crime daughter from the D'Alessandro Baltimore Jesuit families, that this war and so Trump is weak and he's losing and he's about to be ousted. And so these are the two totally divergent narratives that people are being thrown. Those of us that pay attention to all this, it's very, very overwhelming. And it's almost like a second wave of like information overload in the last couple weeks. And so, you know, Jon Ervin and Alex Jones and Joe Rogan, this war that's been started, I got to get into some of that. The whole DMT, ayahuasca, Silicon Valley, you know, this kind of interesting stuff. There's a lot out here that happened this week. So, but let's bring Jeff on. And I'm going to ask Jeff to methodically kind of, he sent me a lot of stuff and I couldn't get really into all of it, but I kind of, you know, Jeff's got his hands in a lot of things and he's pays attention to a wide spectrum here. So let's bring Jeff on. You hear Jeff?
Yeah, Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, you're sounding good. Okay, so.
Great. Yeah, I'm an expert in nothing, Robert.
And I understand.
Your intro was good versus evil. Good start. So where do you want to go from here? Did you want to talk about the Venezuela stuff that was 2 hours, or you want to jump to the Roger Stone, or you want to talk about the FFP slip? Which one?
Let's start with the two divergent narratives that we're seeing thrown at us real quick, and let's break that down from where the way you see it. Things are still brewing and good things are about to drop, and versus everybody like that getting, disillusioned, disheartened, oh, Trump's weak and the rest of it. So do you see this kind of divergent narrative being thrown at us?
Yeah, and but it goes back to the 1999 bankruptcy that Anna was working on. So if you got, for the listeners worldwide, Anna basically has determined that the government has basically not been operational since 1860. The British government moved in, made fake state of states, and basically then franchised that to 200 different countries, okay? So that the middlemen, you know how our bankers work, the middlemen are now collecting tax and revenue off the birth certificates and the certificate of live birth in 200 countries, and no one knows that this is the system that's the New World Order that's already in place, okay? So the 1999 and the PNAC documents were basically how to get this World War III thing done, and the Q narrative is that they're going to basically set up 9/11 was going to basically make a 100-year war for the neocons. Mm-hmm. The 8-year transition after Bush was basically going to have Obama, and then 8 more years for Hillary to basically do the Deagle.com 2/3 reduction in America by turning off the electrical grid electrically and faking it was an EMP attack. Okay, and in like these bad winters that we got, basically, you'd have essentially Donner Summit where everyone freezes to death, there's no food, and they don't even have to fight, okay? So the scenario that Field McConnell tells us is that Field McConnell tells us that he basically informed Donald Trump in July of 2015 about what SES was about, okay?
Right.
So Donald Trump basically on his, Anna published her book on Donald Trump's birthday, June 14th, 2015. In September of 2015, Phil McConnell, and this goes back to someone who's been in hiding for 15 years, indicates that the military did a soft coup in September of 2015 where they told Obama, we know what your plans are, and you can look like you're acting presidential, but we're not going to do anything militarily for you. So during from 2009, when Obama signed the American Invents Act, signed off the first to basically file, so that China could get all these patents because they had a million patent writers. This was essentially to sink the Thomas Jefferson system of our intellectual property system. And during that time, he printed trillions and trillions of dollars to basically buy people off so that they would actually get fake money. But in 16 years, it'd be worthless once the nuclear war eliminated 90% of the population on the planet. Okay. that's essentially what the NSA has decoded for us, that we have gotten through the Q-drops. Okay? This is a very simple fact of how they're going to do a 90% depopulation on the planet. But they were going to be underground in their dumbs for a little while. I just want to back up to simplify things a lot and to show how sophisticated this operation is going on. Okay? If we want to go back and we look at the number 11.11.18 that Q has put out, okay, people were thinking that was a date when it's fact, in fact, a military intelligence website address on the IP4 address. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Trump was basically in France, and there was an assassination attempt. And he basically didn't fly to this location because they were going to take him out with like A4 RPG type rockets. Okay, so what happened on that's of importance, if you look at the time, is that Q basically said there was going to be some big stuff happen on 11/11. Well, what happened is there was a 17-second, 20-minute-long Tesla resonance. You know how Tesla basically said he could wobble the Earth and basically make it vibrate and break apart? Okay, so on 11/11/18, we have essentially a Tesla resonance that's 17 seconds in repeating, and the 17 is the Q number, okay? 17 seconds, 17 equals Q, okay? Lasted for 20 minutes, and people didn't know what it was. But it looks like me it was a dumbs-based signal to basically find out where all the dumbs were and essentially fracture some of them from energy using the Earth to vibrate and break them, okay? So then what we get is the next week, we basically find out that the earthquake in Alaska that is 1.5 blocks from Anna's house to take out all of her documentation. Remember how they tried to buy for $2 million? They tried to buy the 16th and 17th Amendment from John Benson, 50,000 documents that were certified that he took 20 or 25 years to find. Remember that deal?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, before John Benson died in prison, they see someone trying to buy off the 16th and 17th Amendment documentation that he had. Okay. So this looks like an event. The Alaska earthquake looks like a ground-penetrating radar-type earth resonance where you align a lot of these HARP antennas on the same spot by over-the-horizon radar reflections and essentially make piezoelectric stress that makes a gigantic earthquake that's not a normal earthquake. So you have that event occur. Same night, they basically announce that Bush dies. Okay? G.H.W. Right. Bush passed away. And this is essentially a counter to all this stuff. So the next thing we see is on D5 day, essentially we see all these guys brought together, and if you listen to the guy from Venezuela, his comments were on the envelopes, and I believe that guy, based on all the stuff I've studied, is he said, Arlington is closed.
Right, right. And a Arlington secret base, a secret base under Arlington.
Reinforced as essentially the think of the War Games movie in Whopper, where they're in Cheyenne Mountain. Well, this was the New World Order's deep state location where these guys win, let's say this sub-launched Russian cruise missile that came out of the HMS ambush that we're going to talk about in a little while, had a tactical nuke on it. Okay? We're talking, let's say, 450 kilotons. And the thing is going to the White House. Okay, this looks to me that this was the rat hole that everyone would run to, like the Obama compound. It would be there in minutes. Okay?
Or the Greenbrier previously,
Well, no, I'm saying that's for congressional purposes. What I'm talking about is all the deep staters that were physically at the funeral, the New World Order, every president that was there, those are the guys we're talking about, even Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter basically gave all of our birth certificates and long-form certificates of live birth in the late 70s to the IMF, and essentially that's essentially the trilateralist thing that has gotten us into the trouble that we're in, that Anna is trying to basically break loose this illegal corporation that's been running the United States since the Civil War. Okay? So this is the truth, I think, to explain the two narratives you're asking about. Okay? One of them is essentially to get the Republic back, and the other narrative is to continue the disinformation that's coming out of the Mossad that is running the Mockingbird media that is in a losing phase of these things. Now, that link I sent you that was basically by Tracy Beans that had the four-minute segment with essentially Carter Page, Michael Caputo, Sam Nuremberg and Jerome Corsi. Did you ever get a chance to listen to that, or did you want to play it tonight? It's only about 4 minutes.
I don't have. Ken doesn't have that.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. It's Tracy Beans basically published something in the past few days, and I think what the takedown, Robert, going on is that Anna basically has shown since 1947 all the bar attorneys are breaking a treaty that they signed, and they're not registering us as foreign agents. So they're breaking FARA, okay? You know, the Foreign Act, the Foreign Agent Registry Act.
Okay? All right.
I think what you see going on with Stone right now, and what's going on with Corsi, and what's going on with Alex Jones, is that these guys, you remember how Mueller had essentially this corporation that didn't want to expose itself because, you know, in it said, oh, we'll be breaking the laws of our country if we expose it. Well, basically, the corporation is probably the Mossad, right? They don't want to let the deep state media and these other people know that Alex Jones is maybe a paid asset, right? And so this Michael Caputo guy, when he was on this four-minute interview on MSNBC, basically he was trying to take down Corsi. And the comedy man, he said, I've known Jones for 30 years, and I'm not buying this defaming stuff. Okay, so now because Mueller's gone after Corsi, Corsi has taken Larry Klayman, who's a very good, he's a Messianic Jewish lawyer, but he's been the guy trying to help the Bundys and all this
other stuff. Klayman and Corsi have both been assets of WorldNet Daily, Joe Farah over there. He's over there near Chantilly, Virginia, and he's been a pretty hardcore, you know, Israel Zionist type conservative for hell since the internet cranked up.
Right. But what I'm saying is they got a $350 million suit against
Mueller. Yeah.
Mueller, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this interview, basically what you saw is you saw essentially Stone, who could be Jones's handler. All right.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Trying to throw Corsi under the bus.
Well, yeah, Stone and Corsi are kind of at each other's throats. Now I'm reading reports that Corsi will happily testify against Stone, so forth and so on. What's your thoughts on these people out here, some in the Q crowd, that are saying that Mueller is actually a white hat and he's basically laying a trap eventually by throwing the crumbs and taking down the Corsis and the Stones? You know, Stone had a $250,000 bond. He didn't have to put up one red cent. He just signed his name and he got right back out of, you know, federal custody. What do you say about these people? What do you say to these people that say Mueller's a white hat, a good actor, and eventually he's going to snatch up all the real criminals, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay. The thing I got to go back to is Liz Crokin in November of 2017 published an article that basically has been online ever since at LizCrokin.com. All right. And basically what it does is if you go to that website, it flashes up the date for a second and then it disappears. But that thing's been online since November. And it basically says, you know, Mueller and Trump are basically pulling the greatest sting operation in human history. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's two things going on with how this disinformation campaign is working. Now, Mueller basically has been compromised by all the stuff from 9/11. Okay?
Sure. Hold on a minute. That's what's always been stuck in my craw by these people telling me that Mueller's a white hat. I was like, well, this guy was brought in.
No. And he's a gray hat because he's getting pulled from both sides. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So when Trump basically had him the day before, where the fake interview for being FBI director, and by statute, he couldn't be it. You know, they basically took the 10-year statute of being FBI director and extended it two more years, so they had 12 years. So, you know, like, the statement that he was meeting Trump to basically see if he could be next FBI director, he was not, okay? But because we're under these emergency rules now, all right, Trump basically has got so many national emergencies right now that all the Marines that are still Marines, basically, can be called to his efforts, okay? Mueller's an old Marine, a decorated Vietnam veteran, and he's been through
all the officer, hell. If you're an officer, a commissioned officer, you're an officer for life. They got you for life. And so, you know, me right. being an enlisted man, I've been fully discharged. But once, if you're a commissioned Marine officer or a military officer, you're basically, if they want you back for any operation, they can right. technically call you back.
So, yeah, this, let's call this Stop Loss 2017, when they brought Mueller back in for, like, the one-day interview. Okay? Now, Trump put Rod Rosenstein in place. Okay? Rosenstein looks like a true white hat based on his IQ is about 183, supposedly. Okay? So he could have a photographic memory and all this other stuff. There's going to be a point where Rosenstein basically brings down the House from all the fake dossier stuff. This is the thing that I think that's going on. Now, William Barr basically was brought in, and you got to study, Tracy Beans did a very good piece on William Barr, on how that William Barr, when he was basically brought in as G.H.W. Bush's AG, the first thing that Bush said is, I get to pick your deputy. And William Barr says, no, you're not. Okay? No, because he has to be right in my hip pocket and flow with me. You pick someone, it's never going to work. So Bush right. said, really? Okay. So he accepted him anyway. So the guy that he accepted as his deputy AG, okay, Trump appointed his son in the Virginia district. Okay? Listen to this. Yeah. William Barr's father, that was his deputy, his son got Trump put into the Virginia swamp as a U.S. attorney. Okay? Tracy Beans, if you go find this stuff on William Barr, you'll find a very good documentation on how this stuff. And I can't pronounce, the guy's name starts with a V, but it looks like that all the old deep state stuff from Iran-Contra that had to be covered up, you know, Barr and these guys just had, they didn't do it willfully, just like Mueller didn't do, like, the 9/11 cover-up willfully. All these guys have been, you know, victims of circumstance with blackmail, okay? And all this stuff that's going on right now is what's called human compromise. Everyone basically, you know, has had their family threatened and all this other stuff. And so, but I think what's going on is, I think Mueller basically saw the opportunity with Trump to basically say, okay, and what you can see that the witch hunt is essentially for Hillary the moon witch, okay? The reason why Trump is saying witch hunt is because actually Hillary is a moon-worshipping Satanist.
Well, sure, she's like one of the highest-level witches out there, yeah.
Right. So for the Christians out there listening to this thing, and what Trump is doing is he's tapping all of this good versus evil stuff. That's why the word witch hunt is being used all the time by Trump. Okay? That's what we're dealing with here. And so when you break down how essentially the Q things are working, the Q things basically have been a year off. To basically, when people start to basically wake up, when 200 million people go, like, what the hell is going on? They basically say, okay, this thing was so well planned out, we told them that it was going to be the year before, all right? But actually, it was a year late. But it's documented so that you can see that they had planned everything in place. And all this gematria stuff that's going on, you know, Robert, I really don't try and do any of the gematria coding because I'm doing my own analysis on different things. And I don't want to have that cloud other things I come across.
Well, you know what I came across is this February 15th date here, the 3 weeks, the shutdown, and either
the
Trump's going to go with
Anthony Scalia anniversary of 187. You mean that date?
Yeah. Well, it's also 2/15 is 17. That's another Q.
Correct,
seven,
correct.
You know, 12/5, the Bush funeral. That's another 17. I mean, right. You know, all that stuff that you and I have been kind of looking
right,
at.
Robert. What I'm saying is Anthony Scalia's death, where they murdered him, is a very important piece of this retribution going on right now. I don't know how it all goes together, but I know it's part of it. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, And we're going to be coming up on a break in a minute, though. What's so strange that I've been noticing some of this, too, with Scalia and the Jesuits with his dust-up, you know, Trump's dust-up with the Bergoglio, and then Nancy Pelosi and her connection to the D'Alessandro crime thing in Baltimore where, you know,
yeah,
this goes all the way back to the
criminals.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
this goes back to
everywhere.
The Lincoln assassination, where they were trying to assassinate Lincoln in Baltimore, and all this, you know, the King families and the Kennedys are asking to reopen these investigations into their loved ones. I mean, the whole thing is really fascinating what's happening here.
And Robert, that will occur based on the number three person that we don't, the third person in the 10 people that know the plan that's coming back to life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the assassination things are going to be opened up on the church committee type stuff.
All right, so your thoughts on, you know, where we're going with the Roger Stone thing?
I think Roger Stone basically is, as an asset that he's been, is doing one of two things. He's trying to save the Mossad's disinformation network, thinking they can take Trump out with another nuke that will work this time, all right? And then everyone that's an asset is saved for the Mockingbird media. Otherwise, he's flipping to basically bring in Discovery, all right? And Bannon will bring in Discovery, and then they'll bring in Julian Assange and give him clemency to basically testify that he got a flash drive from Seth Rich. Seth Rich opens up the gates to hell for the Democrats.
Sure. Now, you know, what's fascinating is, like, Sean Hannity and all these other people, while allegedly Roger Stone sitting here trying to get an interview with Assange, you know, Hannity and all these characters actually interviewed him right on Fox News. And so this entire narrative about...
Diversionary.
Yeah, well, what do you think about this whole Frank Pantangeli's things, this witness tampering part of Roger Stone telling this guy to, you know, to do a Frank Pantangeli?
The guy that pushed the dirt on the dossier, plus the other thing you just mentioned, this guy, that's the guy you're talking about, the deep throat in the FBI?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's essentially an asset that is getting ready to be burned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that this whole Russia hoax thing, Robert, has failed completely. And the only thing that they had left was to basically put Nancy Pelosi in charge as president and essentially then have Adam Schiff, while he was, you know, flying on the plane, essentially become the Speaker of the House. Okay? Because this stuff covers all the pedophilia, all the stuff with Abramanov at that murder location down in the California hotel where the helicopter crash was. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I'm saying is their plan, I think they're so desperate now, Robert, that this plan, the last-ditch plan that they tried with this FFP slip with the HMS ambush potentially was their last-ditch effort. Remember I was talking on air that the last thing that they could do was a nuke?
Well, right? that was John Brennan trying to get the British naval warship to nuke the United States, correct?
Well, I think here's what it is when you look at essentially what they did with Kavanaugh, they trapped essentially the Supreme Court when Kavanaugh basically got in place. When they figured out that Trump was only going to go for the Senate and didn't care about the House, they knew they were screwed because Trump would basically fill the benches for 40 years with conservative judges that are more conservative than Reagan put on place. Okay? So right after they won the House, okay, by theft, okay, these guys started to put this plan in place because they already know what's going on with the Q stuff, okay? The Democrats actually study the Q stuff because the Q guys are basically giving them a certain amount of good information and a certain amount of disinformation, okay? D5 was always a maneuver, okay? It was a chess maneuver like Capablanca did, okay? Chess master, where you essentially give up, you know, rooks, bishops, pawns, to get them in a death grip, okay? And so D5 was always pushing out to get to essentially the shutdown, because the shutdown essentially gets rid of all the deep staters, okay? And by the election fraud, you get rid of at least 140 Democrats right now, because once they get a felony against them, Robert, they're basically going to be ejected from the Congress or the Senate.
All right, there's the music. Bottom of the hour break, folks. We will be back on the other side. The
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember to support the network, folks. Let me run this by you, Jeff. This is on Operation Disclosure. As of January 21st, 2019, we the people returned to the original Constitution. Power over political affairs has now been taken away from the political elites in D.C. and given back to the people in local state-run blah, blah, blah. It talks about Zimbabwe currency reset. No more money going into the London and Vatican banks, placing central banks across the globe in crises on the 21st. And it talks about truth bombs were set to go off that would close 911, disclose 911, JFK, MLK, and lots more. Perhaps as a result of the military tribunals taking place at Gitmo. Rumor was that many federal jobs were eliminated from the 800,000 furloughed during the shutdown, and there remained a crisis at the Mexican border, blah, blah, blah. But then it talks about Gladio and some of these people joining the secret army of foreign mercenaries, criminals, terrorists, blah, 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 you know, funded by, you know, the shadowy groups that are involved with that. And what do you think about this? Trump using the government shutdown as a way to cleanse government agencies of unneeded personnel, along with those named in these so many thousands of indictments. You know, we all have to kind of remain skeptical about a lot of this, though, because we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled, as a lot of people like to use those two terms, so many times previously. It's almost like people, you know, the whole hopium thing. Are you remaining skeptical about a lot of this just to, you know, give yourself a sense of protection, because you don't want to go, you know, jump head first into believing that, you know, there's all these people that are, you know, that are going to really, you know, pull a real reset in a decent sort of fashion, and not just a reset into a new, even darker age. You know what I'm saying?
The answer is yes, Robert. But the caveat is only one third of the 90-day Chapter 7 bankruptcy has been completed. And Nick Mulvaney from the Office of Management and Budget, that is now chief of staff for Trump, has basically set up the SES and maybe the Department of Education and maybe, the Environmental Protection Agency to be evaporated under an OMB restructuring of force.
Okay.
The OMB, in the middle of the month, so the deep state basically would say that the SES wasn't going to be in trouble after 30 days of shutdown. Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically said, you know, they're not in trouble. What happens is after a certain number of days, the government can come back and the OMB can say, you know, we were able to do those jobs efficiency-wise. We don't need those other guys. Okay? One of the graphics I sent you. Now, let me ask Ken if we can do this. Robert, I got that 11-minute thing that basically explains the plot. It's done real well. Okay? It was RR Scene 4. I sent it to Ken just now. If he could kind of cue that up. It's 11 minutes long. We'll play that a little bit later, okay? But so Nick Mulvaney basically came from Office of Management and Budget, now Trump's director. The OMB can now basically start draining the swamp by legally saying that we don't need these people, okay? The District of Columbia, from Anna's work, is basically has to go through a shutdown for 90 days to reorganize under Chapter 7. Okay. This is part of what this currency reset was. When Field McConnell talked about this stuff in late December on his channel with this guy Gobsmack, when mm-hmm. Trump flew out essentially on the – he was going to fly out on the 24th to arrive Christmas Day, but there was that plot of eight Christian leaders that were going to get whacked at one time. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That Dave Jandis spoke about, all right?
Yeah,
can't
okay.
Can't confirm. Right, but the flow of events were where Trump wins the Senate, House is stolen, votes, cell phone data are collected on the illegal voters that voted. They get felonies. They basically can be deported right after that. Okay, the Democratic people say, "Oh my God, we got the House. We get Nancy Pelosi in there. They implement this FFP slip, which stands for First Female President, and an acronym of four of Nancy Pelosi's letters, okay? And then the communication method for doing this was implemented right around, let's say, November 10th through November 17th, right when Trump was, like, in France. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so this is when the plot actually got started and actually diffused almost instantly, I think. This is why the Secret Service didn't have him fly, right? And then what they did is they put out the bait that Trump was going to basically get Nancy Pelosi a speaker because she deserved it. Okay, this was the bait to basically get this false flag attack that is essentially like the movie Olympus Has Fallen from 2013. Now, if you go and you go to Wikipedia and you essentially look at the vice president in that movie, the actor looks just like Pence. Robert, I'm telling you, you got to go look at it. The character they selected looks just like Pence. Okay. Now, the envelope that Pence got, all right, there was a fire that was at Fox when Pence was there, right around the time when this assassination stuff is going on. So it could have been two ways to do it. Is if Pence is compromised, by the way the letter shows that he might be, all right, that they could have just taken out Donald Trump by himself. Pence goes on to be president. Nancy Pelosi then becomes vice president, and then basically Pence resigns because of the pedophilia stuff or anything that could be online. This is all speculation on my part, but the envelope thing is the reason why I'm mentioning this on air. Okay?
All right.
And, of course, all this is hypothetical. I don't want any liabilities with this, just, you know, conversation flow. All right.
Right.
So now what we get into is that they've trapped Nancy Pelosi to look like the crazy 150-year criminal family member, you know, stealing $200 million. And you can see, essentially, when Trump basically her itinerary was probably just to Brussels. But Trump basically said she's flying to Afghanistan, she's flying to Brussels, and she's flying to Egypt. Why do you say that? Is because that's the same tweet that Comey put out on September 17th, standing under Mount Rushmore with his head pointed right under Abe, okay? And then, you know, it's like, and then what we have is we have Jack at Twitter, okay? He basically sends avocados, proteins and fats, half pound, black beans, proteins and fats, 3/4 cup cooked, endive, vegetables, garlic. Avocado, black beans, endive, A-B-E, and this is what Deanna Roll says. Coincidence? Oh, you know better than that. But back to the Q drop and also to the Wired article. So what these guys have done is since this assassination attempt, because when they cut off all the communications that the hammer that Brennan was running that is actually compromised Supreme Court Justice John Roberts and the guy that runs the FISA court, okay? You know, the hammer is essentially a supercomputer that basically was tapping all these phone lines unconstitutionally, okay? And this is what General Flynn knows, and this is what Admiral Rogers knows, okay? And so this is the reason why on the 17th of November, 2016, where Admiral Rogers made an undocumented visit to Trump Tower to tell him, you know, all the Trump Tower's bugged, and then they exited to his golf course over in New Jersey. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're getting to is essentially this plot has been rolling out since Comey and these guys saw that Kavanaugh got on the Supreme Court. Once they lose the Supreme Court, Robert, the Democrat, you know, KKK, you know, party from the Civil War is finished for life. Okay.
So your thoughts on Ginsburg? What do you think's going on there?
Trump tweeted out 4 commas in one of his tweets, and if you take from what Cyril Brain was decoding, if you take the fourth letter out of comma, there's 2 M's there, you get coma. Okay, all right. So there's a lot of deep stuff that's going on. Robert, if this wasn't
I thought about this. I thought about this. With the Covington Catholic school kids at the pro-life march, the whole thing with Ginsburg and the connection to her about to leave office, and then probably a really hardcore, staunch pro-life Catholic female about to possibly come into a Senate confirmation. And so you demonize the pro-life movement with this you know, media frenzy over these kids.
Right, Robert. You're correct, but there's two angles to it and a third angle. The two angles are that Trump's main lawyer, okay, in the White House, is a Covington alumni.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Covington alumni. And Barrett is basically being a wrap-up smear because that's Pelosi's big thing. But the wrap-up smear and why the Covington thing occurred was to basically cover up this assassination attempt. Because when Donna Brazile tweeted out, okay, you remember April LeJune, Robert?
Uh-huh.
April LeJune physically was online and saw Donna Brazile's first tweet, not the one that's in the Greg Rubini script, but, Robert, the first tweet that's gone. Okay? What it said, Speaker Pelosi now, President Pelosi on Monday, MLK weekend. Did you ever hear that?
I didn't hear about that, but there's members of the Congressional Black Caucus now talking about President Pelosi, and then she's out here with these eight pins and doing this big, almost president-like signing of the reopening of the government and so forth and so on.
But what I'm saying is you've got to look at Donna Brazile. Donna Brazile has either been given a part by the Q team to basically inform at the wrong time, all right, or she's part of the deep state system. Now, no one would ever basically tweet that if the plan was going the way it was supposed to, Robert. Okay?
Yeah.
You would absolutely not do this unless you were supposed to do it to get clemency.
Huh, interesting.
But you got to find April LeJune's comment on it. It's like a one-hour video, and basically she goes into very detail. She's got a pretty high IQ and a memory storage capability where she was remembering this stuff, and then basically she retweeted the stuff back and said, "You treasonous, female that I can't mention on air about Trump." Okay, and so then when she came back the next day, it was different. Okay, and they'd automatically scrubbed it. Okay, so this is why the detail of this we should play for the audience, like maybe at the top of the hour, that 11-minute segment, so that people get an understanding what we what we're talking about. Then we can kind of come backward, because I think what's going on, Robert, is one of the links that I sent you that was important is that Trump is going to basically potentially do this. He's going to call a joint session of Congress on the 29th when Nancy Pelosi won't let him.
Well, you sent me some stuff. You sent me some stuff about the airspace over D.C. as well on the 29th.
Right, and that's what I wanted to talk about. If you want to read that, that's all you have to do. Is between 8 Eastern and 11 p.m. on the 29th, the normal restricted airspace where military flights can fly, no military flights, no Russian cruise missiles in the air at that point. Okay, this is the 9/11 repeat story. That's why I sent you that, Robert. It looks to me that Nancy Pelosi basically is doing everything they can to not have Ruth Bader Ginsburg show up, okay? Because this is the coma problem, right?
Yeah.
Next problem is that Trump basically says, Sergeant-at-Arms, arrest Nancy Pelosi for treason.
Wow.
Okay.
What is
Robert, on C-SPAN and on the pause system, where Trump basically, after the assassination attempt, they, from what people have written on the internet, they were probing the emergency system in patches all around the country because CenturyLink was their dark channel to basically stop communications, and they were basically seeing if CenturyLink was messing with the network. Looks like to me.
Interesting.
Okay. So what's the next question you got, Robert?
Let's say none of this happens. We're coming up on break. We're going for a couple more minutes. So do you think the State of the Union is going to go on Tuesday?
No, I think a joint session of Congress is going to be called on the 29th. Not the State of the Union.
So the government comes back to work tomorrow. The government all comes back to work tomorrow.
Right. But what the big thing that's going on, Robert, is the shutdown basically was to do a lot of things. All the people that are the government guys that are basically using government equipment, watching porn all day long, basically the 85% of the government that's against Trump, not implementing his policies, These guys basically have had the time to go through those computers, find out who's the deep staters, find out who's using back-channel communications, and essentially now they got 21 days to watch those guys, and then they clean house, and that's the Antonin Scalia, present for, because Antonin Scalia basically had two genocide court cases in the Supreme Court sitting there waiting, and was not going to basically allow the climate change thing to go through, because that's essentially the 13 families' payday for the next 50 years.
Right.
So when he basically, that's why they had to get rid of him, right? And so all these things that we're looking at are literally just like the shit hitting the fan, Robert, since then. Okay?
Yeah.
So, it's been a cascade of events.
When he died, cascade.
And that basically then brought in the Trump issue, okay? When Trump basically won and the military said, you know, Obama, okay, we know that you're basically going to do the Deagle.com on North America, and we're not going to allow it. So this is essentially where we're at, I think. And, Robert, I think this operation that the Q people are doing is about 95% done. Okay, now, it's got two more years to basically flip the Republic back, but I think you're going to see a lot of stuff in the next 3 months based on this 90-day shutdown thing. Because it looks like they're splitting up the shutdown of 90 days into three different segments, okay? Or maybe four because of the 21-day thing, okay? Here's a small prediction I'll try and make. When the government basically has to close again after this 21 days, you'll know that they're working on the 90-day thing. If the government reopens and not, okay, because Trump is basically showing that Nancy will not let the gate go up on the border. And it'll stop all the drug flow, all the CIA's, you know, dirty tricks operations. Essentially, when they lose the funding that's coming across the border, that's the last funding they've got because Trump has cut off their funding for the past 2 years. With that December 21st, 2017, human trafficking and person thing. And Robert, January is eliminating human trafficking and slavery month. It's ending. So this month is when the crescendo goes on, okay? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, this could break a lot of different ways. I mean, geez, these people, the silly knee-jerk reaction of the American people, though, as far as pulling a psychological operation to get us fighting even worse, is this is what a lot of people worry about, though.
Robert, they tried on January 15th. Okay, it's called World War III. A Russian cruise missile was intended to be fired into the White House and essentially start World War III. That failed so far. Okay?
Yeah.
I think January 29th is our trigger point where we determine what the real flow of this 90-day thing is. Okay?
Yeah, it's just like this bombarding, of information from so many places, and it's just... A lot of people have gotten to the point where they have
overload.
They're overloaded.
They're in the fetal position, Robert.
Yeah, yeah. They've also got a lot of people that are very skeptical, of this whole thing, and they think Trump is actually completely compromised and he's part of this thing, and it's WWE, and the whole thing is theater. The world's a stage, and everybody's an actor. That whole angle.
Right. I think what you're going to see, Robert, is that the gears on this machine that were put in place when Kavanaugh got in place, okay, are not stopping now. And essentially when Ruth Gator, when our lady in coma basically is identified and is replaced by another female, not maybe Barrett, but someone else, then we basically see that the swing vote, because John Roberts could be brought off the bench because of his compromise. Right when you see essentially the Supreme Court, then they basically, all the four bills that are in place right now, Robert, and the Fed, and the UN, okay, and all this other stuff, right when you get that, essentially that Supreme Court, where if that ever gets challenged because of the Lindsey Graham, Kavanaugh thing on military issues of the people that are potentially at Gitmo right now, okay, this is where everything breaks. The Supreme Court is the clock, and, you know, essentially 314, Robert, is essentially the next event where I think the 90-day thing comes in.
Yeah, so explain a little bit about the Q clock to the audience for those that don't follow it.
All right, so Q has basically been following vortexing that that Walter Russell and Nikola Tesla, the universe basically swirls like a vortex. And so what they've done is that over 3 years they put together a very synchronous system where times, date stamps, and these other things all basically coordinate around the spiral. And across it, there's mirror images, but the dates and the timestamps essentially are encoded by supercomputer work in a map that's already basically pre-planned. And what they do is when they come on that date, they essentially use Trump's tweets and the words from Q to essentially match the gematria where those numbers make the equations that are words, okay? So this is why these guys are saying, the past proves the future. Is this thing has been so scripted, and the Q clock is essentially is by some amateur anons. What happens is it got started because Q told them how to make it, right? And it's actually not an official thing of the military intelligence Q drop that's on essentially the 8chan, and essentially like if you go to qmap.pub, that's the place I always look. So what we've got is we've got Trump's tweets that are basically coded in gematria, and we've got essentially some military logic for disinformation and real information for the patriots, because they're trying to basically get a critical mass around the world. Yellow vest protest is part of this thing. Now, if you look at Steve Bannon, he looks like the Trojan horse for nationalism in Europe. Okay? Bannon is a Trump guy, from the looks of it to me, and Stone is not. Okay? Bannon is in Europe basically breaking down the Soros machine and helping Le Pen, Orban, and all those other like eight Christian leaders that were probably targeted, on this this December, this Christmas, assassination attempt. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. So the latest tweet from Trump, after all that I've done for the military, our great veterans, judges, 99 justices, 2 tax and regulation cuts, the economy, energy, trade, and much more. Does anybody really think I won't build a wall? Done more in the first 2 years than any president. Make America great again.
Robert, he's building the wall right now. He's playing all these guys.
Yeah.
Robert, all this thing, the theater you see right now is about the shutdown and the 90-day thing that Anna's been working on. Okay, and if you go to paulstrammer.net and you've got to read back about a year, but you'll see. I'll hold that thought, Robert.
All right, we'll be back at the top of the hour. We're Incendiary Radio. We'll see what happens with all this, folks.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam. And I feed the fire, it is burning me alive. And I feed the fire, it is burning me alive. And I feed the fire, giving me the light to sing.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.